This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamichhane with the news headlines first. Millennium Challenge Corporation, MCC, not table in today's meeting of House of Representatives. Month-long Swastani Brata Katha concluding today and Ottawa Police Chief resigns amid anti-mandate protests. Now the news in detail. The U.S. grant project Millennium Challenge Corporation, MCC, will not be tabled at today's meeting of the House of Representatives. A spokesperson of the Federal Parliament Secretariat, Dr. Rosnath Pandey, said the proposal will not be tabled today after two votes were cast in the meeting of the Business Advisory Committee chaired by Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba and CPN Maoist Center Chairperson Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda have agreed to hold a meeting of the senior leaders of the ruling coalition tomorrow. The meeting is being held in order to address the latest developments, including the MCC aid. The agreement was reached during a meeting held between the two leaders at the Prime Minister's residence in Balwatar earlier today. Prachanda's personal secretary Ramesh Malla said they have agreed to hold the meeting of the top leaders of the ruling coalition at 3 p.m. on Thursday. The CPN Maoist Center had decided to oppose the U.S. grant project Millennium Challenge Corporation, MCC. At a meeting of the parliamentary party held at Singhadarbar today, the CPN Maoist Center will vote in opposition to the MCC pact if it will be tabled in the parliament, according to Chief Whip of the party, Dev Gurung. Gurung said that the Maoist Center would leave the government if the government table the pact in the parliament without discussion. Ambassador of Switzerland to Nepal, Elisabeth von Kepler, on Tuesday paid a courtesy call on a Minister for Education, Science and Technology, Devendra Poudil, at the ministry. It has been said the meeting between the duo focused on Nepal's education, poverty alleviation and rural development. On the occasion, Minister Poudil, through the ambassador, urged the government of Switzerland for assistance for the development, upgradation and strengthening of technical education of Nepal. He stated Nepal has a plan to expand technical and multi-technical education to 753 local levels of the country. In response, stressing the need for the ministry to hand over rights to provincial and local levels to enhance quality of technical and vocational education, Ambassador Kepler pledged on behalf of the Swiss government to continue assistance provided by the country to Nepal. The month-long Sri Swastani Brata Katha dedicated to Hindu goddess Swastani that was kicked off on Paus Shukla Purnima is concluding today. The festival, a ritual of fasting and recitation of Swastani script observed by the Hindus, is usually observed from the full moon day of one month to the next full moon day. According to rituals, devotees will break their fasting afternoon today after conducting a puja, said Professor Dr. Dev Mani Bhattrai, Chief of Theology Department of the Nepal Sanskrit University, adding that following this, devotees would be awake throughout the whole night and immerse the prasad and offerings in holy rivers on Thursday. The rituals associated with the Swastani Katha takes place on the river banks in various Hindu shrines across the country, including the Salinadi situated in Sakhu, the northeast outskirt of the Kathmandu Valley. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has said the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. The division said isolated brief rain is possible at one or two places of the hilly region of the country. There are chances of light snowfall at a few places of the high mountainous region. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. U.S. President Joe Biden has said a Russian attack on Ukraine is still very much a possibility and the human cost would be immense. In remarks televised nationally, he said the U.S. was ready to respond decisively to such a move. The U.S. president said Russia had now massed some 150,000 troops on the border with Ukraine. Russia's defense minister has said some forces have withdrawn. Biden said that this had not been verified. On Tuesday, Ukraine said the websites of its defense ministry and two banks came under a cyber attack. The cause is not clear, but Ukraine has suffered large-scale attacks before on its online infrastructure and has pointed the finger at Russia. Ottawa Police Chief Peter has resigned after weeks of criticism for his handling of anti-vaccine mandate protests that have paralyzed the city. Protesters have occupied the center of Canada's capital for 19 days, halting traffic and enraging residents. The Prime Minister on Monday evoked the Emergencies Act as a last resort in response to the protests. The Ottawa Police Services Board confirmed Peter's resignation at a public meeting on Tuesday. In a statement on Twitter, Peter defended his policing record and said that he was stepping down with a heavy heart. Throughout his career, he gained a reputation as a progressive reformer dedicated to improving police-community relations. Rail services across Scotland have been cancelled as part of preparations for Storm Dudley. ScotRail confirmed some train journeys would ease from 16 on Wednesday when the worst of the storm is expected. It coincides with the Met Office Amber warning for wind, which is in place until midnight, affecting parts of Scotland, England and Northern Ireland. The Scottish Government has warned of a disruption across public transport. Storm Dudley has been forecast to bring inland winds potentially gusting to 80 mph and up to 90 mph on exposed coast and hills. National Highways, the government agency which maintains roads in England, has urged motorists in the affected area to only travel if absolutely necessary. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Millennium Challenge Corporation, MCC, not to table in today's meeting of House of Representatives. Month-long Swastani Bratakatha concluding today and Ottawa Police Chief resigns amid anti-mandate protests. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also visit to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Please then stay tuned and have a good day.